And now, our speaker of the hour, Brother Ernest Laws.
The question being, how does God speak to man today? Did you ever hear anyone say, "Well, God told me in a dream," or "talked to me," or another say, "I had a vision," or someone declare, "Well, God talked to me while I was driving my car down the highway," or maybe someone vows that God spoke to him and forgave his sins while he laid his hand on the radio? Have you not heard a preacher make the claim that God called him to preach, that God just spoke to him directly from heaven and he heard a still, small voice calling him to go preach? Friends, let me tell you something. When you hear a man make such a claim, you may be sure this is a mistake. Sometimes mysterious tales are manufactured. A man should know that he never heard any such thing that he could identify as God's voice talking to him. He might have heard something, but it was not God's voice, I can assure you. Beloved, did you know that God tells us plainly in His Word how He speaks to man today? Furthermore, it is important that we know how God speaks to us today in order that we might know the terms of forgiveness of our sins and when we have obtained forgiveness. It is God who forgives sins. Regardless of one's feelings, there is no assurance of forgiveness except from God. For example, suppose I should mistreat and offend my neighbor. It is obvious that forgiveness would occur with him and not with me. I might desire his forgiveness and seek his forgiveness, but forgiveness would take place in the mind of the offended and not the offender. Even though I might receive a message from some source indicating that I have been forgiven, and I might feel that I had been forgiven, that is no assurance of pardon. Since the forgiveness is an option with the offender, there is no absolute assurance of forgiveness until, by some means of communication from the offended, I, the offender, have been informed that I am forgiven. Man is the sinner, the offender, and God is the offended. Regardless of man's feelings about the forgiveness of his sins, even though he may assume that he has been forgiven, there is absolutely no assurance of pardon until God speaks, revealing the conditions of pardon and assurance of forgiveness. The forgiveness of sins does not take place in the mind of the offender, but with the offended, God. The serious question is, how does God speak to man today? How shall I know that God has spoken? Friends, this is not a matter of speculation. You must know that God has spoken. Let us appeal to the proper source, the Bible, to ascertain how God speaks to man. We notice in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, where it is revealed how God spoke in the past and now, when it said, "God who at sunder times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds." In this inspired text, the apostle declared that God has spoken. There is no doubt about it. He has spoken and He speaks today. The questions are, how does He speak to us today? How did He speak yesterday in times past? With reference to yesterday or the past, the apostle declared that God spoke unto the fathers through the prophets by divers portions and manners. That, however, was yesterday and not today. Perhaps someone is thinking, is not God the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever? Yes, my friends, that is very true. However, it must be known that God has not always spoken to man in the same way. The apostle very emphatically declares that in old times of the past, God spoke unto the fathers through the prophets in divers portions and manners. But he said, and listen now, hath in these last days, referring to this age in which we now live, hath spoken unto us by His Son. God has spoken in different ways to different people of different ages. That was God's choice, a part of divine wisdom. Who am I, or who are you, that we should question God as to why He did it? The fact is, He did it. He does not speak to man today in this age of the world, the Christian age, or the last dispensation of time, like He spoke to the fathers of ages past, through the prophets, by direct revelation. Yes, that was a time when God spoke to man directly from heaven. Man heard the voice of God. Jehovah walked and talked with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Later, God revealed His Word to the prophets, who in turn spoke to the people. However, God told the prophet and lawgiver, Moses, that the time would come when he would no longer speak through the prophets, but he, God, would raise up one prophet, referring to his son, Jesus, and he would speak the words which God would place in his mouth. This prophetic declaration is found in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. Hear the words then of God as he spoke to Moses. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Now in this quotation, God declared that the time would come when he would raise up another prophet. One prophet, and not prophets. Joseph Smith, Mary Baker Eddy, or Ellen G. White, or none of these are included. He said, I'll raise up one prophet, though through him he would speak to man. Beyond any shadow of a doubt, this prophet was Christ, the Son of God. This truth concurs with the inspired statement of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, when he says, Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Here the apostle announced that God then did speak unto the fathers through the prophets in the past, but in the last days he speaks through his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Now while Christ was on earth, he taught the Word of God. Actually, God put the words in his mouth. Remember, God declared that he would do so. Jesus himself stated, Think not that I am come to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Everything that Christ taught was from God. Jehovah put the words in his mouth. The doctrine of Christ is, therefore, the Word of God. Now, friends, there is no doubt about it. God not only spoke through Christ while he was on earth, but the apostle definitely declared that God still speaks to men through his Son in this last age of the world. At the time of the writing of the book of Hebrews, in which the apostle declared that God speaks unto us through Christ, it is obvious that Jesus was no longer on earth. Christ had already ascended to the Father in heaven. Then the question in order would be, since Christ is no longer on the earth, how does he speak to men today? Does Christ speak to men directly from heaven? Well, let us continue our study of the Bible that we may ascertain the scriptural answer to this question. I'm sure that you want to know the truth. While Jesus was upon the earth, he chose certain men as his disciples and schooled them in the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 20, the great apostle Paul declared that they, the apostles, were ambassadors of Christ, God having given unto them the word of reconciliation. Now, as ambassadors of Christ, the apostles were legally authorized spokesmen of the Lord. An ambassador of a government must have his credentials, having been legally and duly authorized to represent his government. The apostles of Christ were divinely chosen as authorized representatives and spokesmen of Christ to men of earth. No other man or group of men on this earth ever received such authority from God. There never was and never has been any succession of that authority. There is no vicar of Christ on earth. My friends, God speaks to us today through Christ, through His Word. The apostles were guided by the Holy Spirit to reveal all that truth. To be sure that the apostles of Christ, as His ambassadors, would speak only God's Word and not misrepresent Christ upon the earth by teaching their own doctrine, as men do today, Jesus promised them He would send the Holy Spirit to bring to their remembrance the truth He had taught them while on earth, and furthermore, guide them into all truth. Notice, But the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you, John chapter 14 and verse 26. Also in John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, Jesus promised the apostles, His ambassadors, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He shall guide you into all truth. My friends, there have been no revelation of truth since the New Testament was completed, the last book being the book of Revelation about A.D. 96. There has been no more truth. Notice, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would guide the apostles into all truth. All truth was revealed before all the apostles died. If not, what does this make Jesus? Those who claim to have received further revelation from the Lord since the New Testament was completed, then, my friends, make Jesus a false teacher. Make Him out a liar, actually. Because He said the Holy Spirit would guide the apostles into all truth. And He said, For He shall not speak from Himself, but what things soever He shall hear, these shall He speak, and He shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall take of Mine and shall declare it unto you. From these two quotations, it is evident that Jesus went back to heaven, but before leaving, He chose the apostles to become His spokesmen. He promised them the Holy Spirit, who would guide and comfort them and bring the words of God from Christ to them. The Holy Spirit not only would bring to their remembrance the things He taught them while on earth, but would guide them into all truth. The Holy Spirit, declared Christ, would not speak of Himself, but would take the words of Christ and reveal them unto the apostles, whom Jesus chose as His ambassadors. My friends, you may be sure, the Lord fulfilled every word of every promise. Yes, He speaks to us today, but not directly from heaven. He chose the apostles as His spokesmen. By the Holy Spirit, He revealed His word unto the apostles. The miraculous works of the apostles, by the power of the Holy Spirit, were the inspired credentials of the apostles, establishing proof of the fact that they were the ambassadors of Christ, speaking only as Christ spoke through them. God, through Christ, by the Holy Spirit, spoke His word unto the apostles, the only revelation of God to man of this last age. The word of the inspired men was confirmed by the signs, miracles, and wonders. In Mark the 16th chapter, Jesus promised them that then He would be with them. And it says, And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? That is, the apostles. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. The miracles then were the apostles' credentials. Notwithstanding the false and fantastic claims of false teachers today, some of whom will do just about everything in the book to extract money and support from innocent people, there are no such miracles, healings, and wondrous works performed today as were done by Christ and His apostles. You may hear all the false claims by experts at deception over the radio telling you they can heal you of all manner of sickness and disease. They may offer to send then you a so-called healing cloth with certain virtues of healing in it. But I tell you, my friends, here and now, such is a trick to extract money and support from you to support their own selfish interest. No man living on earth today can perform any of the miracles performed by Christ and His apostles. In the first place, there is no need for it. The purpose of such miracles in the apostolic age was to make people believe in Christ as God's Son and to confirm His word spoken by the apostles. Once a thing is confirmed, it can not be reconfirmed. Once the word spoken by the apostles was confirmed to be God speaking through them, there was never a need for it to be confirmed again. You cannot reconfirm the word of God, which has already been confirmed. To contend for a miracle today, then in essence would to say that the Word of God is not complete, and we have not received all of the truth. My friends, I tell you, the only voice of God you will hear, ever hear on this earth, is God's Word revealed in the New Testament. As evidence of this fact, look to the heathens of lands where the Bible, God's Word, is not gone. Millions are groping in darkness and despair. Where the Bible, God's Word, is not gone, men do not even have the word Christ in their vocabulary. They know nothing of God. God has not spoken to them because we have not taken His Word, the New Testament, to them. In view of this fact, Christ's orders were, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Surely God speaks to man today, but only through His Son, Jesus, in the written and confirmed Word of God, the New Testament. When you reject the Bible, you have rejected God. Jehovah made man with an intelligence, and the only way God has to reach man is through the intelligent teaching of His Word. May I again remind you, my friends, that God said a long while before Christ came into the world that He would send His Son to the world and He would put His words in the mouth of Jesus, the prophet, who would speak in His name. Furthermore, God warned that the soul that does not hearken to the words spoken by the mouth of this prophet, Jesus Christ, it shall be required of him. God speaks today, yes. But my friends, will you listen to some of the words that came from the lips of our Master? Remembering that God put the very words in the mouth of our Lord, hear Him as He speaks, recorded in John 8 and verse 24. "Verily I say unto you, except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins, and where I am you cannot come." Who said that, my friends? Those are the words of Jesus. God put the words in His mouth. But listen again. I quote His word from the record of Luke chapter 13, verses 3 through 5. Hear Him again. "I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? Nay, I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Who said that? Surely, my friends, you must know the answer. Repent or perish, Jesus declared. Hear Him again as God speaks His word through Christ His Son. I quote from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 32. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Those are the words of Jesus. God put the words in His mouth. Friends, whoever you are, and wherever you are, I beg you to listen to the voice of God as He speaks to you through His Word. Hear Him as He records in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16. "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." I ask you in honesty and sincerity, my friends, who said that? Who was it that commanded, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved"? I assure you, beloved, those are not the words of Martin Luther. Those are not the words of John Wesley or John Calvin. No, my friends, those are not the words of Alexander Campbell. Who was it that commanded, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved"? Those words came from the divine lips of the Son of God. The God of heaven put those very words in His mouth. God said that He would do it. Furthermore, my friends, you must not forget that God declared that the soul that does not hearken to the words spoken by this prophet, the Christ, that soul shall be required of him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 through 19. Not only did God speak through Christ, His Son, commanding all men to believe in Christ, repent of all sins, confess the name of Christ, to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, but He commanded that all who are taught and baptized must continue to observe all things commanded of the Lord, as Matthew 18:19-20. The teaching of the apostles in the New Testament is the voice of God speaking to mankind. What the apostles taught is God speaking, as much as if Christ were on earth teaching the Word of God. However, the quotations given on the matter of salvation from sin were from Christ Himself. God put the words in His mouth. To reject the words of Christ is to reject God. The penalty is severe. God said, "Whosoever will not hearken to My words, which he shall speak in My name, I will require it of him." My friends, we plead with you in the interest of your own soul, your own salvation. Obey the voice of God revealed in His Word, the New Testament.